Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the Berlinale Talents event titled Animated Gifts, Welcome to Cartoon Saloon, featuring directors and animators Tom Moore and Ross Stewart. In this extract, they talk about The Secret of Kells, which despite being the first production by Cartoon Saloon, the Irish animation film and television studio, was an absolute success that even earned them an Academy Award nomination. Here they talk about the beginning of the project, the inspiration behind it, the way in which the story was developed, and some of the challenges they faced along the way.
Okay, so we'll just talk a little bit about Secret of Kells. It was our first production. It was very much a kind of animation student's dream. We were surviving making e-cards and work for hire back in the first internet boom in around 2000, 2001. And on the side, we were trying to develop and produce a feature film, which was hugely ambitious for a group of spotty teenagers straight out of college. But we were inspired because while we were studying, CG animation had started to become more and more popular. And it was a time for 2D animation to kind of reinvent itself. And we were inspired to try and make a 2D hand-drawn animated film that was inspired by and based on the medieval art, especially the Book of Kells from Ireland, which is Ireland's kind of national treasure. I think it's the last time that we could say that Ireland was really a leader in visual arts. We're much more known for literature and music. But at the time of like the 9th century, illuminated manuscripts were really the height of fashion. And the Book of Kells were all these like Celtic designs that, you know, you see everywhere from Riverdance to Irish pubs to people's tattoos, all come really from the Book of Kells. So that was our inspiration. And the history and the legends and the stories around the creation of the Book of Kells formed the basis of the initial idea to make a film based on that. And because we were working in 2D animation, we looked at the form of medieval art and how it kind of worked in a perspectiveless way, like a pre-Renaissance, very perspective-based. And we wanted to make something without perspective. And we wanted to make a virtue of the fact that it was drawn and not CGI. And in that way, we could stand out from the what was becoming the dominant form, which was very model CGI animation.
Yeah, I remember we at that time, we wanted to play around with optical illusions, what 2D could do that CG couldn't do. So I don't know if anyone has seen The Thief and the Cobbler by Richard Williams here, but he used a lot of optical illusion type animation in that film, and we were really inspired by that. So we wanted to see what we could do just with pen, paper, ink, colours that CG couldn't do, and part of that was playing around with the perspective, like Tom was talking about.
And I mean, these early concepts, I mean, these were entirely painted by Ross on paper. Some were based on sketches by me, but basically it was even before we started to put things together with Photoshop, and we were just trying to explore the expressive nature of hand-drawn animation and how we could use the language of painting and drawing and comics and illustration to tell the story and not just mimic live action as CG initially did.
And the story at this point, at this very point of doing the first thing, the story was already fixed, or was it the parallel writing and drawing process?
You credited me as writer of both films, and in actual fact, my credit is the story, because I would have had the original idea for this with another guy, Aidan Hart, who did our first TV series, and we had the original story, which was very different. I mean, the characters, the setting were the same, but the story evolved when we worked with our co-producer in France, who brought a French writer to help me make a more cinematic screenplay and something a bit less purely focused on the art side. And then similarly for Song of the Sea, I worked with a screenwriter, Will Collins. So for Song of the Sea, I had a pretty complete story, but for this, the story evolved at the same time as the artwork. So the story was evolving. We were learning everything: how to run a studio, how to make a feature film, how to write a feature film, how to design a feature film, how to put on our shoes. Everything we were learning at the same time.
I think that's maybe why some of the concepts, these are only a fraction of the conceptual artwork that we did, because we had years and years to do concepts before the finance was closed. But we were really pushing the boat out with the conceptual artwork to see how far we could go. And that is the time to do it, really, in conceptual artwork before you get into production.
I think the other thing, yeah, we were also, I wanted to say, this is just an example of a real fairy fort in Ireland and then how we represented that in the concept work from the film. But putting the finance together was maybe the biggest learning curve. I mean, we'd studied to be animators, so we had a rough idea how to make an animated feature film, but none of us had studied to be businessmen. So I think the longest part, for me at least, was from 1999 to 2005, learning all about the European co-production model. I learned a lot from Didier Brunner, who was the French co-producer, and Vivian van Vleteren was the Belgian co-producer. And when we met them, we had a lot of artwork, a lot of ideas, a lot of enthusiasm, but no idea how to put the project together. And so they were just finishing their first co-production, which was called The Triplets of Belleville by Sylvain Chomet. Does anybody know that film? So they were in the final stages of that between 2001 and 2003. And for me, that was the steepest learning curve that I had to discover the whole way to put the finance together and get one of these things made. So it was a huge learning curve on every aspect of this project.
To listen to the full event and other events, panels and masterclasses from the 2016 Berlinale Talents, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening. And from the Berlin International Film Festival, I'm Matt Micucci, and you are listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.